Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hi, Lindsay. I'm wondering if I can put my name on the list if I'm on my way there already. Okay, and you don't make reservations? No, there's just three of us. How long is the wait right now? Okay. Oh, okay. Well, thanks. All right, bye. Bye. When you don't get what you want, aloha sounds really sarcastic.
She's all you'd ever want. She's the kind we like to flaunt and take to dinner. Well, she always knows a place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. Whoa, 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 she's a lady.
This is episode 32 of the Overwhelming Positivity Podcast. This episode, Tandoori Lady.
Okay. Tara, start.
So it's the last day. I think people's spirits have picked up a little, but earlier we all had a case of the lasts. Everyone was a little subdued and sad because we all have to leave tomorrow.
Yes, that's true. We're not ready to go.
No, a week is, it feels too short.
It was the fastest week of all time.
Yeah.
There was a time on Sunday where I was like, I can't believe we're going to be here.
Except for yesterday.
No, yesterday. Good God. I am looking at Venus right now and I'm mad at it.
Well, let's talk about what did we do yesterday, Dave.
Yeah, Dave.
This is my fourth trip here to Hawaii. And every time I wanted to go stargazing, because, you know, we're in the middle of nowhere, and then you can go on the top of the mountain on the island in the middle of nowhere, so you have nested middles of nowheres, and the stargazing is supposed to be absolutely spectacular.
They said we were how much percent over the atmosphere? 40% above the atmosphere?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah. And, you know, everybody says it's always clear, maybe like 1 or 2 days a month, it'll be cloudy. And every time I've hit those cloudy days and I haven't gone up to the summit, the day we were going to go up was all clouded over and they'd canceled it, you know, all their stuff. So this time we went up there and we got to the summit. We did all that tour shit and we pull the van over to the side of the road and get out and...
He's got a telescope.
He's got the telescope set up and it's clouded over and he's talking for like a fucking hour in freezing weather.
Yeah.
And all I can see are fuzzy little points of light, kind of. I can see more down at the beach.
I was telling Dave it felt like stargazing for the blind. Like it was a book on tape. It was like, oh, I wish you could see this because right under this thing that I'm pointing at, this haze, oh, normally it is gorgeous. And there are times if you had been here that were not now, you would see so many things.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about our tour guide.
Oh.
His name was Greg.
Which, and, he looked like Tim Calhoun. He had absolutely no upper lip.
Yeah, he didn't. That's true.
It was as if he had it surgically removed.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't notice that.
He had to bite it off from when he was married, you know?
Oh, am I right, ladies?
Sheila!
Oh, Jesus. This guy. It starts with making us all go around the bus, saying where we're from, and let's all make some connections. He had that tick at the end of every sentence. That was annoying.
Yeah. That was to cue you that it was time for you to laugh at his very small bowl. Part of the awkwardness was that we might have not been the three youngest people on the tour, but we were the three youngest native English speakers because the other two people that may have been younger than us, were from Germany.
Yeah.
So they didn't really have anything to say to anybody.
Right.
And then all the other people were at least 50. And they all bonded with each other immediately.
Well, a number of them were related by marriage.
Yes. Which there was a couple, and then her sister.
Right.
And then two other unrelated couples, one of whom had some kind of chronic gas problem.
And we know this stuff not because we made a connection, but because they were vocal about it. Yeah. And then Mr. McFarty. Good God. Good freaking God. I'm still so mad. We stop at one place to get food. They bring us to this old Brokeback Mountainy ranch, this old sheep ranch.
Yep.
And it's rainy, and that's fine. It was lovely, and it was like Dave's photography camp, we were calling it, because it was nothing but decay. And I thought I was standing next to Dave because I was taking a picture, and someone was standing next to me, and I said, no, I didn't think I was standing next to Dave because he was farting. Every time I tell the story, that sounds like that's what I mean. Although.
Oh, we wouldn't blame you.
I thought I was standing next to Dave. And I was taking a picture, and I said to the man next to me, oh, it's starting to rain. And then his answer was a resounding in my face. And I...
Was that the first time you heard him fart?
Yes.
Because he's... Okay.
Was he doing it the whole ride up?
Well, that's what I'm asking, because no. There was moments when you were... Oh. You were, I have some pictures of you in the bus looking back at me with utter horror and disgust on your face.
That was the tour guide.
And it's the talking.
Yeah, that was the tour guide who couldn't stop making the lamest jokes. And when he wasn't getting laughs, just resorted to women be crazy, am I right?
The problem was they weren't even that, they weren't so offensive that you could be like, could you knock it off? They're
right.
Just so corny.
Right.
So stupid. And it doesn't help that a lot of what he's talking about is like, you know, pointing out the different peaks and saying this one is where the goddess, blah, 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 one, I forget her name.
Yeah.
The snow goddess lives on one, and then Pele, the fire goddess, lives on the other. You know what a sister's like to do? I like to fight. Like, you know, the myths are inherently kind of sexist to begin with, but he's not adding anything to them.
He was like the jokes from Yee Haw without the country twang.
Yes.
You know, like the only thing he did, instead of popping up in the cornfield, he's popping up in, you know, the volcano.
He was like, you ladies will like looking at this star because it's shiny. It's got everything you like. Color, cut, clarity, and price. Am I right? Huh? Come
like,
look at this
like
one.
It's the twinkliest diamond you'll ever see. And then pointed at Venus and said, this is the planet where you're from, ladies.
Yeah, you'll want to come see this one. It's your home planet.
Andromeda's boobies.
And then Andromeda's boobies! He's got his little laser pointer of shit we can't see, and he's like, over here would be Andromeda's head, her boobies, and her feet. And I was about to say boobies, and then the guy in front of me, in the pitch freaking black, right in my face! Again! And I didn't know I had this. You know, they don't say when you have your fight or flight... And fight or flight or fart. I ran. I got up. I wasn't even slightly polite. I ran. And he already knew because when we got out to look at another cold spot, we have not even mentioned that this is a below freezing tour that Dave took us on. We had to get out of our swimsuits and put on multi-layers of clothes.
And they weren't even enough. The layers we put on were not enough. We were up at the top of Mauna Kea, which we learned from the mall is actually the highest.
It's the tallest mountain.
The tallest mountain on Earth from sea level.
Right.
So, I mean, I would have, if I realized how cold it was going to be, I would have brought long johns. It was so
bitingly
cold.
Fingers falling off, burning hot, cold.
So much snow.
I am looking out the window right now as we are driving to Kona, and I am seeing more stars than we saw last night.
It's really true.
It's gorgeous, Dave. It's too bad you can't see it right now.
We were driving back on Tuesday from Hilo. We pulled over at one point to the side of the road just because Dave had to spot some stars, and it really... That small square of the sky that we saw that night, it was more than we saw last night.
So, at one point, we all have to get out of a really cold place and to go look at a silver sword
fern, right? A succulent.
Oh, yeah.
It's a succulent.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's caged off, and we have to walk, and we all have to stand and stare at it. And when we get back into the van, homeboy has let one go. First of all, this is the most I've ever talked about farting in my life. It's also the most I've ever said the word. It is unbelievable. He let go something that was so fucking foul that we lost it. We were like the tweens on the trip.
We were really the bad teenagers.
I couldn't stop laughing. I couldn't stop smooshing my face into things. We couldn't breathe.
Uh-huh. The German across the aisle from me was giving me a dirty look. I was horrified to think he might think it was me.
Yeah. It was awful. And he... It
what
was
is this I smell?
What is this? Americans. And the worst part is this guy so cavalier about his flatulence problem that he's also nonstop chatty guy, yeah, who has to talk to the tour guide all the time and like out joke guy and, yeah, like, ha ha ha, what's the good thing we have a doctor in the house?
And answer all the rhetorical questions.
Ugh. So if you look over here, okay. He had to pipe up, like, maybe it was that it was so dark he felt like Greg wasn't getting enough feedback.
I said to Dave last night, it sounded like he thought he was on the phone. Uh-huh. Yeah. Really? And where would I look that up? Uh-huh. Good.
Yeah.
So that was cold.
So that was Thursday.
That was last night.
That was, I think that was the low point of the trip.
Oh, yeah.
If I may. Not just because, I mean.
And you can see, when it's clear up there, you can see 5,000 million trillion stars up there.
I don't believe you.
You see the pictures?
I think those pictures are Photoshopped. I also made it look like we saw a million stars. I used Photoshop.
You made it look like there was 3 dozen stars.
Well, it was 3 dozen more than we saw.
That's true.
What made it worse is that this was Dave's pet outing, and no one was more annoyed about it than Dave.
Yeah,
except maybe Pam.
No, I feel really bad. I still got to see the rings of Saturn. I thought it was a beautiful sunset. Who
ladies
sees
love rings, right?
Ladies love rings, ladies. Ladies. It's the only ring you're getting, honey, so you better look good.
Or get in the kitchen and make me a fucking sandwich, Sheila. Alright.
Go! And then the cookies! Remember, it was
it was the cookie monster!
All you cookie monsters
could have some cookies.
I mean, once it would have been like, okay, that's sort of cute. But he must have used the expression cookie monster 25 times in our 4-hour
trip. And then Dave was like, although be careful, ladies, am I right? Don't want that going right to the hips, cookie monsters. And then he said, we're trying to hide in the dark, and at this point, we are making fun of everything all the time, quietly, like the assholes that we are at the back.
Quietly in the dead of silence. You could just breathe, and it would carry a mile.
I mean,
they heard everything.
I did say something at one point that was so obnoxious that Dave Cole shushed me. Yeah. That's how quiet it was.
I heard it. He's pointing out constellations we can't see, and he says, anybody here,
oh god,
anybody here Sagittarius? Any Sagittarians? Tara's, me, mister. No, I'm just kidding.
I think you went,
yeah, woo, very quiet, woo. And he was like, which one? Who is that? And he comes at us with the green pointer, and the
we're
three
all
of us
trying to flatten against the bus. Yeah. We're not here.
We look like we were smoking, we look like we should have been smoking, like behind the high school against the wall. And he comes up in the dark going, which one? And then he says to, I assume, Dave.
Uh-huh.
And not only that, he says, which one? And I don't think I even said me.
Nobody said it.
Nobody said anything.
We stopped talking.
I regret everything.
It was like we got caught by the teacher. And he goes, does she think she's the center of the universe? Huh? She's the center of everything? Doesn't she have to be like the center of everything? Doesn't she? And then Dave walks away in the dark. And I'm laughing in that honky, I can't breathe thing, right? Can't breathe. I try. No one can see me, but he's asking a question. Nobody's answering, but I'm laughing. So it looks like I'm Tara's wife.
Yeah.
I'm Tara's wife, and I don't know how to answer this question.
Yeah.
And Dave is our patiently gay friend. And then Dave walks up to me.
I wasn't getting into that. I did not want to encourage, be a part of this.
Yeah.
Did not want to, you know, have my name, you know, have a endorsement of his stuff, you know, by answering him. Just kind of had to stay out of it.
Dave walks over to me at
There's
one
no
point.
No, it was a lose-lose situation.
In the dark, and goes, hey, who am I? And I ran again. Didn't even mean to run. Ran. Oh, God. We were so bad. Oh, that was the other one. And then he said, let me explain how you can see stars and why they twinkle. And, you know, they've got to get through the atmosphere. He'd explain all this stuff. And then he says, so what you're looking at is really... Oh, and he did a lot of Star Trek jokes, right? We had Commander George and now Commander Obama about explaining the $1 trillion deficit. And I said, I learned that from C-SPAN. And you said, I learned that from The Daily Show.
Yes.
But then, then he says, okay, so this light you're looking at is, you know, 4 years old. I mean, imagine 4 years ago, we all looked a lot better, didn't we? And I said to you, not quietly enough, that was before I had the cleft palate surgery. So 4 years ago, I actually was kind of messed up, and I've been through a lot of painful surgeries. I don't like to bring that part of my life up. And she's all, wah! Wah! And then I was a cookie monster, and I ate about seven more.
I ate two, and then I put two in my pocket just in case I wanted some later.
Your cold, cold pocket.
Oh, the only thing, yeah.
We had all
the money's worth.
Natural gas.
As far as I could tell, I paid about $42 a cookie.
The other thing was about the coats. They give you loner coats for the trip, and such a small thing in relation to everything else.
Oh, the coats!
But after, okay, so we stop at this camp. We have our, you know, average dinner, and then
Stew was good.
It was fine. And then we're getting ready to go up to the rest of the way to the summit, and so he's handing out these parkas. And when you sign up for the trip, they ask what size of coat you want, so they should already know.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. So, you know, we found out it's a unisex coat. Pam and I both said medium because they're men's coats.
They're giganto coats, people.
Okay, so what happened was I go up and I say, he looks at me and he eyeballs me. He goes, oh, so a large. And I was like, no, medium. And he gives it to me. He's like, well, give this one a shot. And then I get on the bus and Pam's like, you'll never guess what he just said to me. He did the exact same thing to Pam.
Oh, it was almost worse because... We get out, there's the German girl, and she says, I said, do I have to get my parka now, or can I get it later? And he won't even answer me. And the German girl says, a small, please. And he says, well, I don't think we have a small, we just have mediums. So he gives her a medium, and then he looks at me and he goes, large? And I go, no, I'm a medium. And he goes, well... And then starts clawing through his fucking coats. And he goes, oh, I did. I found a small. So the smallest girl gets this one. That will be you. Points at German girl and goes, will you give her your bigger coat? And I was like, I hate you.
And then another sidebar. So there's two tours are going on simultaneously from the same company. Our guy, Greg, but the first guy that had come to pick up everybody in Waikoloa was this other guy, Blake, who we eventually decided hates Greg.
Oh, hates Greg more than almost as much as we do.
Blake looked like every dinosaur bone digger you've ever seen on TV.
He looked like a geology professor.
Yeah. A geologist, but who loves the Grateful Dead.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, pulled back gray ponytail, Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, they all love the Grateful Dead.
He drinks out of with a koozie.
Yeah, Blake hated it.
Blake did not even want... At the end of the meal, we're looking around, we couldn't tell... Because Blake had his tent... First of all, the two tents are even segregated.
Yeah.
Like, they don't want us to mix.
We weren't allowed to talk to the other group.
But Blake had his trays all set up, and so you could see where you were supposed to throw your garbage and everything. And so Pam and I go over with our empty cups, and like, where should we put these? Going to put them with his garbage.
Trash. Just trash.
I don't know where Greg wants the stuff. Like, he does not even want Greg's people's garbage.
No, he was like, Greg.
His garbage.
Greg. Yeah, Greg, where do you want... Are you done with your stew, Greg?
Hey, look, people, you lost the tour guide lottery. Now you have to deal with the consequences.
Which he really did tell us when he picked us up, because he was like, oh, you guys are with Greg. And he'll be here because he never misses a day. Yeah. So I know he's coming. And I thought that meant like, oh, we're getting like slacker, stoner Greg who like rolls up like Otto. But he was not. He was...
No, we got Alpine.
So, you know what? I'm glad we did it because Everything else has been so lovely that we would not have such a hilarious story. I feel like all the others will pale in comparison.
Well, let's talk. So the other thing that we've done a lot of, Dave, did you have more?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Speaking of things that are lovely, because Pam is not quite correct.
So,
when we went to the beach, there was a lady.
When you do the podcast, can you put up pictures that go with this, like if you're watching it on your iPod, so as you hear it, like they do for the Ricky Gervais ones?
Yeah.
Because I feel
well,
like...
I don't record them that way anymore because I just have one now, but if you go to Clark.org, there'll be something up there.
Oh, good.
GLARK.org.
Okay. So there is... Okay, so we were there before noon. And there was a woman out on a folding lounge chair, which she had brought from home, because they don't have these at Hakuna Beach. She was sitting up from the beach on the grass, like near where you eat your lunch, which seems especially cruel, because this woman...
Well, she was there because it was completely shadeless the whole day. There was nothing that would have cast a shadow.
Oh, that's really smart. See, I thought it was... where she would get exhausted.
Load of meat.
No. Well, everyone can see her. Yes, it is. She is the welcome goddess of that beach.
What she really is the PSA for sunscreen use.
Oh.
It's like that's the first thing she sees. It's like the state of Hawaii parked her there to remind you. Did you buy sunscreen?
How old do you think she was first?
She had to be in her 60s.
I would have guessed 70s.
Yeah, she looked...
Yeah, at least.
But who knows?
Yes.
She was so tan.
So tan. How tan was she?
So wrinkly.
Oh, man.
So oily. So thin.
She was the...
We called her Tandoori Lady. Because her tan was so browny red that she looked like a fucking piece of tandoori chicken.
She did.
She looked like she
and
should
she's
have...
wearing a fucking bikini, too. She's fucking 82,000 years old on the beach. Her skin is like, you know, redwood forest color.
She looked petrified. And
she's wearing a fucking white bikini. Oh, it was just...
She was tiny.
Whoa.
It was the lack of anything other than skin and bone. The body exhibit, where they take the skin off the body works. That she looked like one of those.
Yeah, she did.
Exactly.
She was all sinew, except not really because she's old. So she was like sinew and sag.
She moved very slowly.
And she was so skinny. It was like she had tanned so much that all of the layers of her epidermis had just peeled away. This was like the least amount of skin she could have and still be alive. And all of her veins... We did not get that close to her, and her veins were like on the surface and so dark.
Oh man, y'all.
Oh, she was...
It was like someone had microwaved a baby bird.
But it's worth saying that she has been there as long as we've been going to Hawaii. So she's been there. We saw her when we went to Hapuna
3 years ago.
Yeah, 3 years ago. So God knows how long she's been on the island. I mean, she was so tanned that I believe if she died and you did an autopsy on her, her bones would have been cooked. Like her bones would be charcoal. It'd be like a briquette. It'd be all black and brittle. And I don't even know how she walked.
I didn't know she made you so angry, Dave.
I'm just disturbed.
Horrified.
Because, like, here's what I imagine, is that I'm walking down the beach, and, like, she's at the bottom of, like, a little hill that you get down to, you know, descend towards
the
coast.
Yes.
And I don't know, I just kind of feel like something horrible would happen where I would stumble and, like, fall over myself and land on her. And she'd be like, woo! And I'd be like, oh, I can't get off, she's so oily, and I'd be flailing around like I'm drowning in... And I was just like, she'd be like,
if she talked, she would sound like the chicken that's always trying to pick up foghorn light. she kind of looked like
Prissy?
That. Yes, Prissy, exactly.
Oh man.
She said she would sound like that.
No,
except,
but
like if you gave her a hug,
yeah,
she would squirt up into the air and maybe not come down because she weighed maybe 60 pounds.
She would waft away on the breeze.
The thing was,
she was like a KFC bucket
The thing was,
well, I was gonna just before we launch into the point of her, I was gonna say that we did at one point watch her try and turn over.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and that was a very slow. Like a yogi. She looks like a, like, oh, if you know anything about Bikram yoga, she looks like that dude. just too tan and in too small of a suit. And when she moved, her scapula came out.
Yeah.
And then you couldn't look right at it.
Well, I saw her eating I went back to take a picture, the picture that you see in the site. The first pass I made, the chair was there. She was gone. I finally found her in one of the gazebos under the shade. God forbid.
Don't touch her. Her mama bird will kill
eating
her.
A sandwich. And I swear to God, it was like, you know, I could see her straining to, like, lift a sandwich to her mouth. It was so never mind, like, all the oil that's going to come off the sandwich onto the bread.
Oh,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, but it's true. It's true, though.
Oh,
so we need to know. The people need to know.
So, Tara.
So Pam and I we'd been in the water, and then we were on blankets, and the waves were down, so Dave didn't know what to do. So that was when he wandered off to take a photo of Tenderoo Lady. And when he came back, as we were packing up, I don't remember who it was that started singing Tenderoo Lady to the tune of Tom Jones' hit She's a Lady.
I think Dave did it.
He did too.
I will take credit for asking if he can make the Aloha postcard.
Yes.
But I think he started the singing.
So what ensued was, I'm going to say, about 4 hours of just generating rhyming couplets of new verses for the rewrite of the song called Tenderoo Lady.
And I think we can pick it up after dinner.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll do some sample verses after.
Oh, yay!
After beer.
Does anyone have
something we can write on so that we can note down as many as we can remember?
Well, she never get away. Always something nice to say, and what a blessing. I can leave her on her own, knowing she's okay alone, and there's no messing.
It's recording.
It's recording. Welcome back, everybody.
Hey,
hooray. Oh, yeah. So that was another thing on this trip. I did not know I was going to be doing several Kristen Wiig impressions throughout the week. Because it's not really, I'm kind of impersonating my friend, who I think is sort of half impersonating Kristen Wiig. And so it's like a quarter of a Kristen Wiig impression. That it's turned into a full-on, I've been the target lady on most of this trip. And we went on a zip line tour, which I haven't even discussed. And Tara and Dave made me do one of the zips as the target lady, which was a good idea, except if you're me. Because halfway through, I realized I was in full-on character, and 10 complete strangers thought I was...
They thought you were insane.
Yes!
Between your cry yelling and your yelping and your manic, I don't know if she's really in pain or just sort of giddy thing happening on that one day. I think they're like, yeah, she's...
Well, I didn't know...
She's on the drugs.
I didn't know it was going to be so scary. It wasn't that it was scary before or during. The landing is intense. And I know, in theory, you're safe, but you see this piece of wood flying at you and one dude standing there, and then the line catches you and it makes this clipping sound, but you don't stop when it sounds like you should stop. And then I think, well, now I'm going to die.
And then, but the sound would be like, like it really, and it was every time, because when a few zips in, I was going after Pam, and John, one of the two guides, who I discovered is also a part-time chaplain, when he's not helping people on the zip line, but
he was awesome.
He was great, but we were watching you go, and you landed, and did the, hey, woo, woo, and he goes, just the landing, so I was like, I don't know, it's just kind of miserable.
But what broke it was them asking me to do one as a target lady, because I had a little camera strapped to myself. And so I was like, all right, here I go. From times on the zip line, hooray! And then I was like, but I was also scared. So I was trying, I was like, you guys, there's a waterfall brought to you by Target. And then... I saw the thing coming and I was like, ah, creep. Like, it couldn't. couldn't keep going. And other people were watching. And the best is, like, Dave's camera, you can hear me quietly wait, like, mortifying. And so nobody knew what to think of me. They called me the panic girl, right? When we were walking through.
Well, when we were leaving, I mean, as we were in the pins or something. They called them pinsies for short. It was like,
oh yeah,
off-roading
the military
Austrian
band.
Military transport thing. So we were getting ready to go.
I had to turn around because it was one way when we got in.
Oh.
We're getting all loaded in after the zipping was over and you know, the guides got in the front seat and asked, how did everyone like it? And Pam was filming in the back with her little flip camera, and they were like, oh, it was great. It was so much fun. Oh, what really made it was the screamer. She made it so much more fun. Ha, 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 ha.
And we were walking from one zip to the other, and at one point someone was like, where's our panic girl? And this, the woman who actually legitimately has a fear of heights was like, I'm doing okay. And they're like, not you. Pointed at me. Oh, all right. You're still here. Well, it was when we had to change landings to instead of landing on a piece of wood, we had to run ourselves in.
Yeah.
I don't know what happens. I just go fetal, and I can't open my eyes.
Yeah.
And I can't find the ground.
I don't know.
That was a lot harder.
Hooray! So that has happened a bit where I've found myself being the target lady, but that's because you started doing that hooray thing, and then it's very contagious.
Remember when Tara fell down?
Yeah, Pam wasn't the only one. I got embarrassed at the zip line a bit.
I was filming it, and it was like the big one over the chasm with the waterfalls and everything.
The final zip.
She's like, you ready? She's like, yeah, here I go, all right. And it just, you watch the video, you see Tara's head, and then it just goes poof right off the frame. She just fell down.
She can't see me. I mean,
walking two steps from me to the dude.
But you know, she fell every time.
Yeah.
And she would always go, you guys, it's my shoes.
It was! It was my shoes. They were they had no grips. We were walking on matted pine needles.
And a lot of mud.
Very slippery.
But from the very first zip to the very last, you guys, it's my shoes.
It was. But that's really not what you want to have happen when you're about to be literally walking off a cliff. Because that's how they describe it to you. You're like, you're just going to take a few steps and then you're going to jump off this cliff.
They told you, like, think about your life.
Yeah.
And then jump off the cliff.
They're very jocular about that.
And if anyone hesitates, they actually bounce the wire and throw you off the cliff, as they did to the woman with the fear of heights. Mm-hmm. And I think me, because they just enjoyed trying to frighten me, which is why when I was fine, they would move the wire around or jump it or tell me my harness was broken. Like, they were always trying to make me more terrified than I was. They got disappointed when I wouldn't scream. Oh, you opened your eyes this time. Oh, you didn't cry.
But you made that whole experience like 5 times better than it would have been without. You really made it.
Well,
it was so genuine, your fear. That first time when your gear hits the wooden block and slows you down. It's just a shock.
I came down off it. I mean, the first zip is like 4 feet off the ground.
Yeah,
it's nothing.
You could touch it. You could if you really bounced enough, you could touch your toe to the ground. It's so low on.
God, it was so scary.
And the run is like what? What was that first run? Like 40 feet, maybe?
10 seconds tops.
Yeah.
When Pam came off it, she was like jittery with adrenaline. Yeah. She was like shaking, trembling.
Yeah. I really didn't think that.
I thought you were faking it.
I didn't think it was gonna stop. It sounded like I was supposed to stop, and I kept going. And I thought I was gonna hit the tree with my body and die. Yeah. And then I look at the video of the later ones. Oh my God, we're really high up in the air.
Really high up.
Just hoping these jokers are gonna.
Well, and how they get you to do it too is like the first one is really easy. Like it's very gradual.
Yeah.
Until the very last one where it's like, well, you're going to be going across this gulch. You'll see Maui.
Right.
Like it was really deep. Like, but yet not that long before we were doing zips where you couldn't see the ground.
And that is smart of them. They tell you what to look at as opposed to the peril you're actually in.
Yeah.
They do say, like, don't forget to look down because they want you to notice you're up in the air, and that's pretty. But they don't give you stats like that. They say, you know, look for the waterfall, look for Maui, as opposed to you are a mile in the air.
Right.
Oh, man. That was fun. It was terrifying fun. I never thought I was in real danger.
Mm-hmm.
But it did seem like when I heard the sound of me stopping, I should stop. And then my body would panic. Or I saw I was coming in for a landing, and I would inevitably spin around the wrong way.
Yeah,
and thought,
too.
Well, here's where I crushed my spine. But didn't actually think I was going to be... It was so funny. Like, it was so funny to me that I was turned around. It was funny to me that everybody thought I was an idiot. It was funny that for whatever reason my body would panic, even though my brain was fine, which is why in that last one I'm such a moron, because I can't stop laughing and I'm telling him I'm fine, but I did hit myself in the face with the strap, which is funny. My legs won't unbuckle. I can't, so I'm hurting myself and I'm just asking him to cut me down, which is all of 4 inches from the ground.
Yeah. But you were laughing so hard that he can't, I mean, John really was asking a lot, like, are you okay?
I know, but then...
Several times.
He was also laughing.
Because you were manic. She was manic.
I was an idiot. And he was also laughing because he couldn't understand what was wrong with me.
Because you were like, okay, you need to get down. Hey, let me out of this thing.
Oh, man. I didn't know that was going to happen.
That was good.
And then after that, we went boogie boarding,
which was awesome.
Pam had also never done before.
That was fun. I want to learn to surf now.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. I wanted to jump onto the boogie board, but I don't think it lets you do that.
I saw a kid do it.
Well,
he lasted about half a second.
He's too
he got on top of it, but he didn't last half a
second. Board can't be long enough to support someone standing, but just shoot out. And I also haven't quite mastered which way to throw the boogie board in. A number of times that cord went right across my throat, and if the waves had been stronger, I probably would have really hurt myself.
Yeah,
you know, you should put the board in front of you on the side where the cord is.
Yes.
And not kind of on the other side. It just would happen sometimes where I would turn around to jump on the board, and I had turned the board inevitably like the wrong way, so that when the wave came, the cord was around my neck. This is why my mom doesn't want me to do any of the things I've done on this trip.
Yeah, are you going to tell her that you did the zip line?
No, I'm not going to tell her I did the zip line. I'm not going to tell her.
Yeah, what about heated water pool? Is that bad? Full of bacteria.
No, that was fine.
Okay.
You know why? We were completely safe in there. The waves couldn't get us.
Sure, but what about the bacteria?
She wouldn't have thought about that.
Okay.
What about the potentially aggressive eels?
No. We didn't see any eels. The thermal pool was very nice, but it made me feel like we were not heavy or Scandinavian enough to actually appreciate what we were in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was neat.
What about the autograph tree, would you be worried about that?
The autograph tree, she would think, is a bit of vandalism, and I should not scratch into leaves.
Yeah.
But if I'm going to do it, it just seems like a waste of time, because they're just going to die.
Yeah.
But I thought that was really cool. What I really like about a lot of the things here on the Big Island is that the graffiti is all sort of eco-friendly.
Yeah.
I really appreciate
And also
that.
The graffiti, excuse me, itself is friendly.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, it's
well,
all...
Well, we don't know. No, wait a minute. I say that just now remembering
Except
how many...
Puma
exactly.
Puma Pride.
Puma Pride, we saw more than one car on fire.
Well, apparently the district...
Well, no, the car wasn't actively on fire.
Right.
Looking at it.
Well, it's only the one.
No, I saw... That other one abandoned inside that same road we were on.
Did it have writing on it?
We drove by it too quickly for me to see, but it was that same sort of gutted, burned out.
We were in a district called Pune, which has a reputation kind of being rough.
I didn't know that.
And we were, yeah, I didn't want to tell you until
we got. It was in the book.
We're driving down the road going towards this pool we were talking about, this naturally, volcanically heated tide pool.
It was awesome.
Our fishing pond pool. And we get to the end of this road, and there's this junked up, smashed, burnt out wreck of a car. And somebody had put another piece of something or other in there, spray painted Pune Pride on it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what the deal is about that, whether that's referring to the region or a tribe or I don't know, whatever.
Super dirty.
But it was
I got Pune Pride.
from the pool.
Yeah. Oh. But the rest of the graffiti has been white coral on top of black lava rock, which is, it's beautiful. They're like little shrines.
Yeah.
This is, I say this as a girl who recently had her apartment tagged with the word Taliban, and it made me so mad. I wanted to go buy spray paint, come up with a tagger name, and tag over. Like, I understood why people tag over tags. But I was like, no, this is my shit. Pune Pride.
But yes, Pam is right. The majority of coral graffiti, there's a lot of RIP, whatever.
Yeah.
And like 808, or there's, people do a picture of a dolphin or a whale.
I think both of this is, this is just person A plus person B, heart forever.
Yeah. And the autograph tree, or these big trees with these leaves that are just, I don't know what you would say. I don't know how you would describe it.
They're kind of like
a big,
rubber
flat,
plants.
Yes,
leaf.
Like rubber plants, like, yeah.
Rubber leaf, yeah.
And people scrawl in them with sharp objects, and then it dries that way with the letters forever.
My favorite was that I took a picture of it. That some guy, instead of putting his name in it, put Rush.
Yeah.
Which is great because...
Maybe his name was Rush.
He did that.
He might have been.
Maybe. I choose to believe it is the band Rush, because it seems like somebody who's into Rush would do. Mm-hmm. And the R kind of had this sweep to it that kind of reminded me that maybe old Rush albums had a certain font, and I think maybe he was trying to do that. So,
what highway are we on right now, Dave?
We are on 19.
We're on Highway 19. You are right now driving down Hawaii with us. I just feel like you should let people know what they're...
It's dark.
It's very dark.
Yeah.
I see so many stars I didn't have to pay to see. Actually, I don't know. There's a lot of clouds tonight. I can't see any stars.
Stop rubbing it in. That's what I mean.
No, it's... I'm sorry, Dave.
Yeah.
But the... I took a picture of the autograph that was like ladies for a good time call, and then it was his phone number.
Got to see turtles.
We saw turtles.
And also
at the
really close up
at the lava rock. Where were we?
The place of refuge
that I disgraced.
Which is right.
Yeah, here's this is we should say this was the first full day of the trip, and this is where things started to go bad. Pam, would you like to explain?
I effed up. So, I think maybe if I hadn't done this at the place of refuge, Dave wouldn't have been so upset. But first I angered Dave, and then I angered America, and then I angered a goddess of this island. In that order. It's a really pretty place. The place of refuge is almost all black lava rock and sea turtles and
tide pools
and fish and
little tiny crabs
and sea cucumbers and it's like you're in Iceland kind of somehow.
Yeah.
And it is a place that you described as the original Ali Ali oxen free,
yes.
Right? Which you're going to have to explain again.
So the Hawaiians, if somebody was condemned to death by the chief or the king, if they could get themselves from wherever they were to this place of refuge before the king's men got him and killed him, he would be, forgiven. It is, he would be set free. He would be pardoned by the king. So basically, this is a giant game of Ali Ali Oxen Free. You can get there before you were killed. You got a do-over.
Well, I didn't know it was a national park.
And now it's a national park.
And I, there's a bajillion lava rocks out there, and I found one that was, like, perfectly square and, like, a little cobblestone, and it was going to match perfectly the little marble cobblestone I have from Prague, and they were going to sit next to each other, and then I had, like, another one. I had two lava rocks, and...
Although I would say you pulled it out. It wasn't sitting there square.
No, it was. It was.
Didn't
it was,
you pull it out of something?
No, I didn't pull it out of anything.
It was in a notch,
but I, yeah. It's not like she, like, had to jiggle it.
No, I'm just saying it wasn't lying on there.
She lifted it out.
Anyways.
I didn't destroy the Jenga.
Onward with the story of shame.
There was no Jenga destruction of the place of refuge. And Tara was like, don't let Dave see you do that. And then Dave saw it, and then he said, you can't do that. And I was like, oh, come on, it's just a couple of rocks.
Just a background before you continue. I think earlier in the day I had told Pam that when we had been at Volcano National Park, the first time we came to Hawaii, I had wanted to pick and press an extremely cute flower. And Dave was like, you can't do that. It's a national park. It's against the law.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, I thought he told you that. Anyway, he was like, oh, we'll take a picture. That's all you get, because Dave obeys the rules.
But see, the thing is, this I did not know about Dave. And I am known as the one who obeys the rules. Like, don't jaywalk. I don't talk on the cell phone if I'm driving. I don't text. Now I can't text. Basically, driving is the most boring thing in the world now. I don't break the rules. In this case, this didn't feel like I was breaking a big giant rule because there were so many lava rocks, people. Yeah, so many lava rocks.
They're everywhere.
And I thought, well, I'm not going to spend $12 to buy one of these at the airport. I'm just going to take these two little rocks home and love them. And because of the amount of love I had for them, I felt like it was a justifiable. But it was not. So Dave immediately tells me not to take them, and I take them anyway, and launches into the story of how I am now going to be cursed.
Well, first of all, it actually is against the law.
Well, yes, it is. I didn't know.
Specifically, you have to... It's a national park. Not allowed to take anything out of it.
No, you're right. I'm sorry. Like, I didn't take pine cones out of national parks. Like, I don't break the rules.
But at the park, you gave an abbreviated version where you were like, it's against the law. And in addition to that, it's also considered sacred, and you could be there's supposed to be a curse attached to it too.
Yeah.
Outside,
it was like. And then when we got back to the condo, Dave,
yeah, I don't know whether you thought I was making that up.
I wasn't.
Dave looked it up and was like, "Here's what it is," and sort of explained. And Pam was like, "And then Pam went and looked and was like, "Oh shit, you guys!"
Cursed research.
Doing your own.
It just got worse and worse after that. It's like,
because I wasn't so much.
It went
like,
from generalized curse to like very specific things that would happen to other people.
Yeah, that's true. You found a lot of like personal testimony allegedly, but the most damning one was when, oh my God, Snopes said it's true.
Snopes.
Explain what supposedly is the curse.
Okay. Well, first I didn't go from like whatevs. You were. Tara kept. So I had the angel and the devil because Tara's going, you know, a curse isn't real if you don't believe in it. And Dave going, well, first of all, you committed a federal offense. Now, also, outside where we're staying, 3 billion black lava rocks, too. They're everywhere. I'm looking at them now. No matter where you go on this island, there are tiny pieces of lava rock. And new ones are forming every second, other than when we want to go and look at them, by the way. Side story C. We have plans to see them, the island stops. But that's because of me. I had a curse. So Dave reads from the book with the superior tone and a monocle, a vest, and a sweater that had patches. It was too much.
This is Thurston Lavitude III.
Thurston Lavitude III informed me that terrible things can happen. Goddess Pele, of the Big Island is in charge of all the volcanoes. She's the goddess of fire. She did not get to be with her lover, her betrothed, and so her children are the lava rocks on this island, and if you take them, she is very upset and she curses you. So I had not actually had the curse happen to me yet because I had not left the island with lava rocks, but I think she wanted to let us know that she was not fucking around.
Yeah.
Because everything was fine for Dave. Weird shit was happening to me. And Tara, who was like, fuck off, had her watch break. I am sitting there like a normal person, lean over to grab a drink. My computer falls off, shatters my camera.
Right.
We didn't get to see the lava shut down.
Right, but we were at Volcano Park about to go look at the lava, and then they said...
It just stopped.
It just stopped like a half hour.
It was like,
she said, oh, you guys want to do what?
The bird whistle, the lava just stops.
Which doesn't even seem possible, because all you hear that this has been an active volcano for as long as we've been alive, and then they were like, oh, no, not you two, though. No, you guys, you three can't. You guys can't, no.
Show's over.
Show's over. For the first time.
Yeah.
In a millennium. So... so then...
Finally, it was when the camera broke, was when you... I mean, we've been talking for a little bit about, well, before you leave, you'll have to return the rocks, not to the place of refuge, but do something, and I think you had already decided you were going to do some kind of purification.
Yes, you know, I was going to make an apology.
An offering, and then...
Because Snope said it was true.
Snope said it was true, but on Thursday, after we were on our way to the beach, and I dropped my watch, and it was like, it's not so bad, and then I picked it up, and the crystal was shattered in three places. Pam was like, all right, I'll do it today.
And you got cut at the place of refuge.
I got cut at the place of refuge after that. That was apparently, because we didn't appreciate it at the time, but I was like, I'd already hurt myself before you... picked up that rock, and then Pam was like, actually, I'd already picked up one rock before I came.
Yeah.
So then I was like, oh, that is your fault then, probably.
Yeah, but that, when I picked up that first one that caused you the initial physical pain, right. I really didn't know that I was doing anything wrong.
No.
What's that? Fuel level low?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
So on Thursday, we still made it through the zip line alive.
We did.
Which was, we were worried that might not happen.
Well, but as you said, Pele was just giving us minor inconveniences to remind us.
Yes.
She was aware of us. She wasn't going to put us in any mortal peril except me.
Dave's pants were wet.
Yeah.
Dave had wet pants one morning.
It's true. That was my fault. And me drifting out to sea, practically getting eaten by a shark on our first day. That was before I.
That was before I ripped
rocks. So that was all me.
That my pants got ripped on a seemingly invisible piece of sharpness.
That's right. That was on Thursday too.
Yes, she was not kidding at that point.
Right.
The sushi place was closed. So I wrote a letter of apology, and I tied it to the rocks, and then Tara gave me some dental floss to tie the rocks up, and then I left some money, and I poured some water, and I wish I had known to leave some Bombay Sapphire gin for her. I would have.
Yeah, we learned from Greg, our tour guide, that apparently...
Love the drinking.
On more than one occasion, lava flow has been stopped by people pouring liquor near the flow.
They throw bottles of gin...
Pele.
The
princess, he said it was whiskey, but yes.
Right, it was initially whiskey, but the last one, I guess they used gin.
She likes to drink.
Which we had heard someone say earlier, and we thought they were kidding.
Yeah.
Or I'm saying we, just including you guys into me, but yeah, I feel like you were there when it happened.
Probably.
When the drunk guy was saying, I need some whiskey. Do you remember that? Anyway.
So that was the ceremony, and apparently the curse was lifted, except for the clouds.
Then
we learned that's a different goddess altogether.
Exactly.
Who lifts her skirt?
She was mad.
When she wants to.
She probably would have gone as great like star.
Skirt lifted. Yeah.
Like a floozy lady, am I right,
yeah,
ladies?
Yeah.
If I had apologized to Pele today, perhaps her sister, who hates her, would have blessed us with a lot of stars last night. We did not know.
Interesting.
There's a lot going on here in Hawaii.
Yeah, I guess we already talked about the failed volcano story. Just that we tried to go and it wasn't
right.
And so you had transcendental sushi, apparently, today.
Great sushi.
Yes.
Sushi rock.
As endorsed by Moby, apparently.
Right. Which I can see why, because they had... I've never seen such a wide array of vegetarian sushi... vegetarian options at a sushi restaurant where they... like, they cared. They weren't just giving you a...
cucumber roll.
Cucumber roll, yeah. Right.
Yeah, I had sushi. It was Fuji apples. Cucumber and some lime kind of mayo stuff on it. there's something else.
That was the second one you had?
Yeah. Sun-dried tomatoes.
Yeah, sun-dried tomatoes. Yeah. It sounds really weird, but it was delicious.
There were macadamia nuts on a number of sushi things, which sounds weird, but then really tasted good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Normally when Dave gets sushi, I get chicken teriyaki, because I'm a child, and I don't really care for fish, but at this place, it was clearly a very special place, and I didn't want to not have sushi. So I broke from tradition, and I ordered some, and the first thing I got was amazing. And Pam had said she didn't like fish either for most of her life, but then just realized she was having bad fish.
Yeah.
And that may have been the case with me, too, because that fish I had today, whatever what kind of white fish it was, which I probably should have paid attention, but it was really, really good.
Yeah, that first one was really good. Your second one was not as good.
No.
It was not your fault.
The other thing that happened was that Pam ordered sushi that was so hot. The guy warned her about it extensively, not just like, you know, that's really hot. Pam was like, no, I like it hot. Like, no, but seriously, like, really seemed to be issuing some kind of, like, insurance mandate
yes.
waiver, verbal waiver that you needed to agree to.
Which only made me want it more.
Right. And then
I'll show him.
Pam was like, that's pretty hot, and then put one on my plate. Couldn't give one to Dave, even though Dave really likes hot stuff, because it had fish in it.
It had fish in it.
And then I didn't want to be a pussy and not have the super hot sushi, and that was just...
Yeah. I didn't realize it was as hot as it was, because it didn't seem that hot to me until I had, like, four of them, which must have been what it felt like for you to have the one of them.
Yeah.
I really got to see a lot of different ways Tara can make her face.
Some of which were documented by Dave.
Yeah.
On camera.
And Dave tried two sips of beverages that have liquor in them. I tried, you guys, to reenact drunk Dave, because I felt like this was a safe environment. I bought a bottle of champagne. He wouldn't touch it. And twice I... His inappropriate aunt gave the baby some booze. Here, try this one. He's fuzzy. He needs a sip of this shit.
Well, the lime margarita was kind of... That one is a little deceptive, because even if you know it's boozy...
So good.
Basically, I had gotten this local limeade, and Pam tasted it, and told the waitress when she came back, I want this, but with booze in it. So when it did,
because I'm a classy lady, y'all.
When it was after the zip line, you were still all full of adrenaline.
That's right, I earned a margarita.
And then the waitress's face lit up. She was so excited to bring this thing to you.
Yes.
When it comes out, it looks exactly the same as what we were drinking, except, you know, there's salt on the rim of the glass.
Really more of a mojito than a... than a margarita.
But, yeah, Dave did not care for that or what you were drinking today.
And today I had an advanced drink. It was a martini, a vodka martini, but with kombucha. Which Dave... Yes, Dave called the Khrushchev. And when I explained to him what kombucha was, then he said, you know, the health benefits of digestive is supposed to make you feel good and clean out your whatever, and it's... They call it a fungi. Dave was like, so it has healthy stuff, and then they put all the vodka in it, so it's not healthy anymore. And then I said, yes, I'll have two. And I did.
Well, the waiter was a little bit cool at first, and then after you ordered a second one, you see, when it came out, you said, ooh, this is a bigger pour.
He did a bigger pour the second time.
After you had ordered the spicy sushi and the fancy martini, he was like, we can get it.
Yes.
And then he decided you were okay.
He did. He decided this sort of like...
You're no Moby, but okay.
Super hipster Eric Stoltz kind of guy.
Yeah.
Who didn't know what to think of me and my iPhone to begin with. I think by the end, had a bit of the aloha spirit for me.
He did. So another exciting thing that we did that didn't turn out horribly was we went to the spa.
Well, it didn't turn out horribly, but it had its moments.
What had happened was...
Look, these guys don't do this. They don't go to spas and get massages and stuff.
No, we have.
But this isn't what you would do on a vacation. My vacation, when I go to vacation, I bring 5 books, a bathing suit, and I try not to never wear shoes. And if I can get a massage in there because there's a spa, it's even sweeter. So I got massage day, spa day, the pampering day on the second day?
Yeah, Monday.
after I'd already brought the curse upon us.
Right.
But I, found something at this place that seemed like we were going to be in a mud bath and get covered in mud and then, like, you know, do that, like volcanic mud.
They called it the lava sauna.
The lava sauna. And then you would shower off and then go off to your massage. And I call and I ask, is it separate for men and women? And he said, no, you guys can do it all in the same room if you're comfortable with each other. And I was like, well, I mean, like, we can wear swimsuits. He's like, you can wear whatever you want. You don't have to wear swimsuits. You can wear swimsuits. It's really fine. It's up to, you know, your level of comfort. And I've, you know, whatever. I'm awesomely progressive. And, you know, Tara and I believe, we had this conversation, right?
I'm not.
Dave's not. But I think Tara and I have been naked in the same room before.
I'm sure that's true.
I feel like we went to a spa together before.
Nakedness probably makes Principal Scudworth uneasy.
Pam and I have slept in the same bed.
Yeah.
For multiple nights in a row, so.
So Dave and I have a quick conversation of, I won't look at you naked if you don't look at me naked, as long as Tara's okay with the three of us naked. And she seemed very fine because...
Yeah, she seemed a little enthusiastic about the ass man.
I think they're trying to date me. It's okay. So we're... She
yeah, that'd be good. She's like, yeah, you know what? I think that'd be good. That's a good idea. You should do that. I think we can all be naked.
She was sort of like that.
Yeah.
To where I was like, I shouldn't be worried about Dave seeing me naked. It's Tara.
There's a waiver I gotta sign. Just give it to me. I'll sign it.
Yeah. I'm feeling good about myself is what I'm saying. So I order up...
You want to see Travis's boobies?
Travis's boobies right here. So I order up orgy for three in a bathhouse filled with mud. And
so based on the description, what Pam and I had both thought, Dave, I don't know what Dave thought. He was
I thought I was climbing into a bathtub full of mud.
Okay, yes. Well, that's what we thought too.
And he was going to bring a swimsuit just in case.
Right. And then...
We didn't.
We come around the corner.
Oh, my God.
Sky, the helper of
Calvin.
Men's Calvin.
I can't even remember these people's names.
Brings us around. He's like, okay, we're all set. And there were these other ladies that were there waiting, like, between treatments, too. And we all, the three of us get let off together. Dave and his two wives. And they...
All we're wearing are these weird little sheets that tie around your boobs.
Yeah, they don't even give you a robe. I expected a robe.
We got these like a sarong. Aloha sarongs, and then poor Dave's in one too, and he has to show up, and it's like, hello, ladies. And there's like nine naked women in this outdoor hut.
Yeah. So Calvin leads us around this corner. There is this little, like, someone's made a little semicircle bench out of, like, volcanic rock.
By the way, we have not even spoken about this to each other. That's how uncomfortable it was. This is the first time we've talked about it, and it was 5 days ago.
Well, at the time, he was there, so we're all like, I'm just staring at the floor, like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, it's a piece of rock, you guys. So it's a piece of rock in a semicircle with these little wasabi cups.
It's basically like the, it's like a lava version of the McDonald's benches.
Yes! And there are these, there are these little lava, these little wasabi cups filled with clay mud that he says is cosmetic, so don't worry about putting on your face, which makes me realize this is the shit I buy at Save-On.
Is that like open or closed?
The Shell station?
Yeah, I gotta get gas, but I guess I'll get it tomorrow morning.
Yeah, tomorrow morning. It's open. So
this will give Dave an opportunity to get out of the car.
So we have to get naked, put mud on our skin, and then sit in a semicircle together in the sun.
For an hour.
For an hour!
While it bakes, and there's like natural heat coming off the volcanic rock.
Like that's mud monsters.
That's the sauna part. So I at first don't even notice the little cups of mud that you're supposed to smear on yourself. That's how small they are.
Yeah.
They literally, if that was a full cup of mud, I would be shocked.
Dave,
like, I need a measuring cup of mud.
Dave can't even talk about it. He left.
Dave is pumping gas in the car. So I thought, because I couldn't get close to it, I thought the big hunk in the middle was just like a giant lump of clay.
No, it was a piece of rock.
And it was a piece of rock.
I walk in and I see this and my brain is immediately going, okay, here's how I'm going to fix this because I have fucked up. I have, because this is not like it's $10. Like, this was a thing. I thought we were going in like a natural spring with some mud.
Yes.
And now instead I'm in the, here, you and your friends are going to be naked for an hour. You and this married couple are going to smear mud all over yourselves. I hope you're comfortable with your body, because they're going to be looking at it.
Whatever you guys want to do, don't ask, don't tell.
It's so
secluded. We'll be out here on the other side of this volcanic wall.
Yes, it's
what
so secluded.
You get up to with your principles.
But no they did hint there. At that, because he says, I'm going to close this gate so no one bothers you, and you guys will be alone. We won't come back until this clock, there's a clock, is at 10 till, and that is when we will come in here again. So you guys do whatever you have to do. Here's the shower. And then pass this little outdoor shower thing, which has gels and oils. And he's like, and then put the oil all over yourself or each other. You know, you want to put oil up. I was like, oh, God. And then he says,
not bad. You're exaggerating slightly, but only slightly.
Only slightly. And then he says, and then here's a little private area. This is like a dead end. Don't bother going down there. And my brain is like, and that is where Pam will be laying in the mud, laying with her mud all over her. Well, so we...
Calvin takes off to leave us to whatever depraved business have prepared to get down to at the Monolani Resort. And so Dave is like, I'll go to the dead end. And Pam's like, no, I'll go to the... Yeah. It's fine. I'll be right here.
Yeah, I said, here's what's happening. You two are going to stay here in the lava rocks, and I'm going to go to the dead end and have my own little naked oasis. And so I go to do that, except that it's not really a secluded area. It's facing the... What? We out of time?
Yep.
How much time?
Well, she knows what I'm about. She can take what I desire. Yep, no way.
Okay.
So you're going to go around the corner to the dead end, you decide.
Right, but the problem was once I got there with my towels and my thimble of mud, it turns out that was facing the path. So any other derelicts and or pervs who decided to lava sauna that day were going to see my secrets, as you were calling them earlier, I believe, right?
Maybe.
So I had to basically go into the path that we had walked into and lay down with some ants under a bush. It was not glamorous. I covered myself in mud and listened to Tara and Dave cover themselves in mud. And anyway, we all got very, very polite. That was my favorite part about it, is from that point on, because we were all naked, we could not see each other. I couldn't see them. They could not see me. But we were all so aware of our proximity and our nudity that we just became extraordinary. Like, how are you over there? Well, I am just fine. And then Tara was like, would you for chance like some water? Parched. Which, now again, in the new light that Dave has put it, that was Tara's excuse to come and look at me being totally naked. Which she did twice. Twice. Don't get up, she
said. And
then
I accidentally spilled some water on your mud.
You did.
I mean, that was an accident.
And by mud, she means my boobies. My Andromeda's boobies.
Am I right, ladies?
Am I right, ladies? Did I accidentally spill water all over? I got your mud wet again, huh? I'm just going to step over you, completely naked, on my way to the shower so you can watch me shower.
So you want to watch me shower? She said.
She did! She showered in front of me.
She's like, look, wait, watch, look.
She
look
did
what
a lot of things like, oh, this thing here is kind of...
Handstand.
I can't quite get this to work. If only I could order a pizza and someone could bring it to me, whose name is Pam. But then, so Tara leaves because she didn't get any action. Frustrated, she went back to the spa to shower off properly, right?
That's what. Because I was going to get a facial.
So you wanted another shower.
Well, I just sort of splashed up. I mean, there wasn't soap there.
There was indeed. Remember, there was the thing.
It was like a gel, but I'm like the woman is going to be right on me.
Right.
Because I was getting a facial, so I wanted to wash my hair and everything.
You are so gay.
Whatever.
So then Tarly's and then Dave and I become the most awkward first date ever of like, how are you?
I am fine. Okay, well, I am going to be over here. Now I am here.
I know. It didn't occur to me.
Marco
Polo.
To have, I don't know, but then again, I don't know which would have been better for who to go first. Like, theoretically, if Dave went first, then he would be gone. Like, whatever, you and I...
It's
see each other naked right. now. But then he would have had to, I don't know where you would have gone when he was going to the shower, and then it was just a...
So Calvin comes and finds Dave and me totally finished and, like, wrapped up in towels.
And not looking at each other.
Not looking at each other. I had to spend some time with Dave's underwear. And then, of course, when he came over, like, how was my underwear? Like, we couldn't not talk about everything. Sorry I left you with my underwear. And Calvin was all, you kids done? And he wouldn't come near us because he didn't know what he was going to walk into.
No, he didn't know what he was going to know.
He totally called from the entrance.
Yeah.
Just doing the zip line signal signs. Coo-coo!
Yes.
Yeah.
She laughed. Oh.
Trouble in paradise.
So
that was the lava sauna.
That was the lava sauna. And then I got an outdoor massage and Dave got an indoor massage.
Wait, was yours, what was the difference? Because mine was outdoors.
Oh, really?
It was just in a hut and with blinds on it. It wasn't in the building. It was in those.
So what, your blinds were down? Like the little rattan.
Well, you put them down for one. No, actually, they were up. Well, he.
Then there's no difference between yours and mine.
I don't really care. It's fine. But why'd they ask?
No, you didn't have an indoor massage, it doesn't sound like.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
It's like you also had an outdoor massage. Yeah. Which is great because you didn't have like the Enya music playing that you normally get.
Yeah.
And it was just like wind and birds.
Birds, yeah.
Yeah, it was really nice.
And pain.
And a lot of pain.
Yeah.
I still have bruises. On a lot of me.
Yeah.
Why don't you explain how it was? Because there was, I got a lot more detail than this when, right in the immediate post-mortem of the massage.
Of the deep tissue massage?
Yes. Your guy was Chad.
Oh, his name was Chad.
And he was asking you if you had any, you know, areas that he knew you needed him to work on.
Right. I have a finger sprain, so he had to stay away from that. And then I asked him to work on my shoulders and my lower back. And then... I don't know what you're asking me to recall.
Well, because you said then you had to tell him that you've broken your tailbone. Yes. That's where it came out that you were in the Derby.
Yes, because he did exactly what I've been wanting someone to do for like 9 months, which is fix all the nerve endings around my badly healed tailbone. And he did. He got in there. I cried a little. I asked him to run away with me. Which, you know, you don't want to do. Like, this trip has made me turn into that lady. I point at things and say what they are. Oh, I asked the masseuse to run away with me.
Well, speaking of people being gay, I on his comment card, Dave put, I want to marry Robert's hands. So whatever, I don't think you've crossed any lines there.
I think they'll appreciate it. I'm sure everybody in there knows, you know, yes. Very few people walking through there have a sense of humor.
It was an intense massage.
Yes.
And yours?
Yeah, I don't remember him asking if I had anything wrong with me. He did ask, or else I would have told him about my condition known as Hercules Schlong.
Oh my god, that was the other greatest joke! When we were going to the salon, or to the spa, Dave had his, his camera stuff, and Pam was like, because we didn't know what we were doing afterwards, and Pam was like, oh, I don't really know how to feel, we're going to this spa to get naked, and Dave's got his tripod, and Dave says,
I don't recall.
You said
I don't think I said anything.
You did! You know what you said.
Oh, lies.
He said, I don't need a tripod. With like the disc and everything.
It
like
was 70 perfect shades. Timing.
I don't need a tripod.
No, you're making things up.
No. Dave has been dirty twice. You made one other dirty joke that shocked me. It was so dirty. I don't remember what it was. It doesn't happen very often.
It didn't happen. Yeah, the massage was good.
Mm-hmm. And then we had to walk forever. That was the other part of the curse. Remember we had to walk forever to the beach that didn't have a beach?
Dave was like, I heard there's a beach here, kind of.
There was.
There was a sign that said for shoreline access, which is not the same as a beach.
No.
No.
And then we walked and walked and walked, and then we came around a ridge, and then seriously it was like another hill. You could kind of see the ocean. I was like, what the fuck? And then I got sunburned because I just had my first facial of my life,
mm-hmm. And
it was ruined by the endless walking to the shoreline.
Yeah. We all got sunburned coming back from our massages. And then we came back here and passed out.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we went to Kona Brewing Company and Pam got drunk.
Oh,
my God, y'all. I had detoxed, and then I had a beer.
And then she retoxed.
I got hit on.
Oh, yeah.
By a dude who should have left me alone.
What was his line, Pam?
Aloha. So, what do you want to be when you grow up? He didn't need a tripod either.
Oh!
He did. He needed five tripods. He needed five tripods.
Oh, no, he had five tripods at home in his mom's basement.
I don't understand.
A number of pickup
lines. I don't understand any of this. Okay.
It was gross.
What was his name again?
Well, we decided
his name was Grady.
Grady, yeah.
But I was calling him Bryce before that.
Bryce.
He was asking
Bryce
for some digits. Call me on your sellage. When you're ready for some Bryce.
Flip-flop, you're dead.
Yeah, we also got chased. We got slowly chased by a man.
We're walking back to the hotel. There's a guy walking behind us in the exact same face as us for like a mile.
Which they're
in
clearly
the night.
There's three of us and one of him. He's alone. So you think he's like put on a burst
here,
of speed.
Probably here for like
us.
20 minutes behind us is. And finally, we all stop and let him pass. It was like, wow, that was the longest, slowest horror film trailer ever.
Flip-flop, you're dead.
It's called Flip-flop, you're dead.
Okay, oh, also, now we can tell you what She Loved Bamboo.
Yes.
So there's a picture that they took one of the 19 times they've come here.
Botanical Gardens, yeah.
Of a memorial plaque near some bamboo. That says, what's her name?
Eleanor Crumb.
Yeah, Eleanor Crumb, whatever, to 2005. And underneath that, simply, She Loved Bamboo.
She Loved Bamboo.
What a way to be remembered.
And my favorite thing is to use She Loved Bamboo like an acting exercise and all the ways that it might be. Because we realized at one point, it seems, you know.
What did they really mean by that? What was the tone of this plaque was in question?
Didn't we talk about how maybe she...
She was horrible.
She was a horrible person. This is the only thing they could come
yes.
up with. She...
It's like saying, like, Hitler's a vegetarian. Yeah, he didn't kill animals.
She loved bamboo. And then also that she had left all her money to the botanical garden instead of her
grandchildren.
Her grandchildren, which was, she loved bamboo! And then we had all the other ones.
There's the inappropriate relations with bamboo. She loved bamboo? Bamboo.
She loved bamboo.
She loved bamboo.
She loved bamboo. That's where I'm not sure what the code is. What am I supposed to do? And then she loved bamboo. We did all of those. That was like an hour of our lives. Early on.
There's also like other things she hated. Yeah, well, anyway. Yeah.
Well, see, we've been.
She loved bamboo.
Yeah, she loved bamboo.
She loved bamboo.
She loved bamboo. Oh, that was the one where we could do it three in a row. Of like one person saying and then another person a little more reverential and then the last one. She loved bamboo. You can't get through it. She loved bamboo. I miss her so much. She loved bamboo. So that was sort of a topic ender every once in a while when it get quiet. Just be like, well, she loved bamboo. It's fun. I want a t-shirt. She loved bamboo.
I forget which one of you said. Are we positive that she wasn't a panda?
She wasn't a panda. She was, yeah.
She wasn't a panda.
Eleanor Crumb was a panda with a lot of money.
A fancy panda. She wore pearls and she loved bamboo. yeah, and then wasn't it someone put on your picture that her tombstone's gonna say she loved bamboo?
She loved us, yeah. Yeah.
Good stuff.
What else did we do?
See, we've been in a car a lot, which is where we've had these things like she loved bamboo and
mm-hmm.
She's a lady. She's tan lady.
Yeah. Yeah. Where's the slip?
I have the slips in my jeans over here.
Well, while you're getting it out, we could talk a little bit. What else did we do? We went to the painted church.
Mm-hmm.
Took lots of pictures.
Yep.
Church paintery.
Crazy pastor guy. Built a church. Painted it crazy.
Before we go on to back to Tandoori Lady, we should talk about the coffee farm.
By the way, my pizza was $78.
No, it wasn't. This time I decided to make my own pizza. I don't know what is happening with people that I'm ordering things from, and they all think I'm an idiot. And so this guy was like, you know, that cost per item. Like, she loved bamboo. I get it. So.
Is there a place that where you can build a pizza for one price and put as much as stuff? Like,
he's worried. To charge you.
We do things differently in Hawaii. On Hawaii, you order pizza, we charge you for each topping on the pizza.
Gonna have to charge you for each one. I'm like, not when I'm done with you, sailor. What? Of course, you charge me for each one.
$58.
But I don't know what the base was. My pizza did cost a little more than your pizza, but your pizza didn't have as many things on it as mine did.
Yours was more like a dome.
It's a phenomenal pizza. They should market it. But you said, because I remember I started by going, well, I don't know how much is this per topping. And then you said, live a little, Gladys. And so I ordered this pizza. And then I got the warning, like, are you the girl that ate at Sushi Rocker earlier? We've heard about you. You don't care. You just don't care. This is a dangerous amount of toppings.
We also have some responsibility for the fact that we went to Kona Brewing Company 3 times and we only went to Sushi Rock once on the last day. And Pam is, this is how they get you to come back. Because there's other stuff we haven't done either.
That's
we never made Coral Graffiti.
No, I really wanted to make Coral Graffiti and we didn't get to see lava.
We never saw lava.
Or stars.
Or stars.
Still stars to see.
We only went to one beach.
I think it's a really boogie board. We only went to one beach. Last night I was like, what if we went to another beach? This spawned an hour and a half research.
Which ended with, let's just go back to the same place we went 3 times.
We had two options at the end of it. Dave said we could either go to the beach 7 hours away, or we could just go back to the beach outside. And I said,
okay,
Dad.
And Pam was like, forget it.
I've learned my lesson.
We should talk a little bit about the dad. The dad day.
Dave turned into the dad.
We had a lot planned that day, and I know how much you wanted.
We?
Did you not want to do all the things we had going that day?
See? There it is.
Dad. We had the day ending lava run.
Yes.
And before that, we wanted
the lava's not going to appreciate itself.
Hey, shut up.
This island can't make itself.
Before that, we had to go see the falls.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And
the falls.
The Thurston Lava Tube III.
And then we had to go to the heated pool.
Right. We had a lot of stuff that day.
And the Lava Tree Park. Then we had to backtrack into Volcano Park.
Yes.
See the lava tubes.
Right.
And the calderas.
Yes.
And the Jagger Museums.
But here's the problem.
And then we had to go back out of the park and all the way back to where we were before to see the lava because it's flowing in some weird ass spot right now.
Right. Dave explained that a lot. As if he thought I was so stupid.
Not because you're stupid, because somebody here kept on asking the.
No.
Didn't?
No, yeah, you were in such dad mode. It was just that we kept saying things.
I didn't care. I was whatever you want to do. My concern was that you rushed the best ones. Well, there were two best moments. So at a certain point, Dave realized that we had left too late.
Wait, before we get into all this, can we not agree
yes.
that if the lava was flowing, we would have seen everything pretty much on, like,
yes.
It would have timed out perfectly?
Everything was great.
Absolutely.
Had I not stolen some good lava rocks a couple days earlier, everything would have been fine.
Okay.
I don't appreciate getting the gears or something that...
Do you remember, though, at the USGS, there was a sign that said it is extremely... random whether or not you get to see the lava and unpredictable and even the best laid plans could go horribly wrong. Even the USGS said, please don't fight.
But you have to, you have to plan for, you know, you can't just, you know, hope that it's going or not. You have to plan.
Pam, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Well,
you know, that's a little gem I heard from someone I call my dad.
I feel like we left at 6 in the morning. I know that's not true.
Well, that's one thing. We left a little bit later than I wanted to. We all agreed we'd be leaving at 9. Well, and then Dave had a wild hair on his
ass for the whole rest of the day.
All right, well, first, that's probably my fault. Not the leaving late, but that we went to Starbucks and then was like, it's too cold. This was the day I had to do a costume change, right?
No.
No, that was Kona Day. No, that was the day we went and got me flip-flops.
Yes.
So in Waimea. So we ended up shopping.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
We did a little shopping. Which probably we is what made everything late.
We did 10 minutes of shopping.
We went to two stores to find flip-flops that weren't $80.
Right.
Because the first place, they were $40 flip-flops.
They were the rainbow ones.
You know, which is stupid. I don't even like flip-flops. Flip-flops being the reason, like, that sound. I don't like making that sound. So
there again, we started late, got out of the house late, and then we lost time in Waimea looking for your damn flip-flops.
I know, Dad.
All right, so what happened was, so we get to the heated pool. Okay, we go to the three-tiered waterfall, and by the time we all get there, we're like, this waterfall kind of sucks. And we each paid $13 to see it.
It was a million miles away.
And then it wasn't really that far out of our way from where we were going, but anyway.
The waterfall was.
Yes.
We weren't anywhere near for the amount of money we spent. No. But we saw the autograph tree.
Which is cool. And so then we got back in the car. We had to go get gas. We had to stop at a drugstore because Pam had been stuck with a thorn and had an allergy attack.
I got bit by a mosquito.
Oh, bit by a mosquito.
I covered myself with a complimentary bug spray, and those two were staring at me like, really? And I said, if I get bit, it's going to be a mess. And then it happened on the one place, I guess, I didn't spray.
They know.
Everything swelled.
So when we got to Hilo, we had to go to a drugstore. So that probably added another 10
Dave,
minutes.
I ruined the day.
And then, so we get to the heated pool. We've been paddling around for probably about 5 minutes, and Dave's like, really gotta go. And
it was so nice in there.
It really was. And Pam was in her bathing suit. It was clear that you were like, I don't care as much about lava as I do about being in water right now.
Yeah.
But Dave was like, I really think that we've, and then, because we have to get to the park, and then we need to turn around again and then come out again.
A dream deferred is a dream denied.
See, you can't just go to the same place that it used to be.
Yes. So I'm in the back seat after days of like, everyone out of the pool. We're back in the car. We have to go to the next place, which is the Lava Tree Park, because we've brought our warm clothes to go to the volcano park with. So we have to go to the bathroom there to
our hiking shoes.
Right. To change into our sensible clothing.
Yes.
So we get out of the, so Pam and I both change. Days and taking pictures in the parking lot of roosters. We walk 5 feet into the park. And Dave's like, this is a lava tree. What happens is when the lava flows over it, it kills the tree inside of it, it coats it with lava, and it looks like this. They all pretty much look like this. So, like, what the fuck was not said was like, they all look like this one. Just take a picture of this one. Let's get back in the car.
He's like, both arms out, and the rest of the park looks exactly like this, so we can go.
So I actually had to say, like, Dave, let her look at more than one tree. Jesus Christ.
No. And then, he was like, well, I'm just saying, like, she's basically, I told her what it was, and then here we are, so let's go. What, are we going to keep looking at these? There's another one.
So we looked at four more.
Yes.
And then Dave's like, we gotta go. So there's
another autograph tree there, which is yes. great.
And I think you just looked at those extra ones to spite me. That was a powerful.
You spent more time looking at nenes than we did looking at lava trees. 8,000 pictures of roosters.
So then.
I'm waiting for you guys. You're in the washroom.
So we get back in the car.
You're distorting the truth.
I love that place, the canopies over the parking lot.
It was really gorgeous. Beautiful.
That was better than the lava tree.
So then we get back in the car, and we go to Volcano National Park. Unfortunately, because of this new lava flow, a lot of the park is closed. We didn't realize that until we got there.
Well, yeah,
we managed to... we couldn't have known. There's no way we could have known. We couldn't have possibly predicted that.
But they didn't release that. And all the things that we looked at, they did not have a, here's what we closed off today.
Right.
Alert.
No, they didn't. But we managed to go to the Thurston Lava Tube third. What we did not realize when we made a special trip to go get flashlights so we can go to this lava tube is that we were really excited to go into the part that isn't lit up.
I didn't understand what the flashlights were for. I just figured, it's for safety reasons.
So the lava tube is basically a tunnel underground carved out by lava flowing through it. And they have about 1/8 of the total distance of lava tube lit that you walk through, and then it pops out, and
it's very big. Lots of people can walk through.
Behind a fence, there is the unlit. Bring a flashlight. You're never getting out of here alive.
And if there's a fence, that means you're not supposed to be there.
Well, the sign says you can only go in there if you have a flashlight.
Right, but you know, like there's a fence there for a reason, which is all right.
Oh, now you obey the rules.
I do obey the rules. That's what I'm
now you do.
You. I do obey the rules, except when I want a piece of lava at a place where there's 6 billion pieces of lava and an arbitrary curse. So that they even said we found that the park ranger said they made up that. Curse to make people stop stealing.
Did you do a...
Snope said it was true.
So, we go into the lava tube. I was not prepared for how freaked out you were going to be. And so it wasn't that you were scared of the dark.
No, I'm not scared of the dark.
And the dark was absolute.
Yes. Like
once you round the bend of the unlit part, you know, you're out of eyeshot of the rest of it. It is... Total, complete.
It's the blackest
darkness.
Black of that ever there was.
Yeah.
That's not scary to me. Particularly, when I was under the safety of my friends.
Right.
No monsters coming out of the cave. That's not what I'm afraid of.
No.
Caves cave in. That's why they're called cave-ins. They cave in. They cave in. They cave in. I don't even know how to explain it any more than that. They cave in and then you die. There have been a lot of them lately.
So the entire time, we're like, hey, look over here. And Pam's like, shut up.
But they're screaming in this cave. Like, it's like they were like, that's no such thing as cave-ins. Like, what are you doing? Why are you screaming? I can't take a fucking lava rock, but you can dance with your pickaxes. Hi, ho! Like, what are you guys doing?
I think you're confusing cave-ins with avalanches.
That may be. All I knew was I didn't have a canary.
Okay, so that was the lava tube. So then we come out of the lava tube. Got to get back in the car to drive over to the rest of the park.
Wait! Right before the lava tube is when he stopped for some.
No! This was after.
No, I thought that was before. So we had to get to the lava tube.
No! We got to the lava. We got turned around, but then we went because originally there wasn't a parking spot, and then we turned around and there was a parking spot. So we went through the lava tube, and that was all fine. We went to the visitor center because Dave was going to look for a magnet.
About before this, when we were on our way to the lava tube,
for some
reason Dave pulled over, and we could see activity at one of the calderas.
Oh yes, and, yes.
We get out of the car, and he goes, "One picture." What we're taking a picture of. I think he's kidding. I laugh. I walk over there. I snap one picture. He goes, "All right, everybody, get back in the car. Let's go. We gotta get to the lava tube." And I was like, "All right, Dave, don't you want a picture of you?" There is a picture of him. You can hear him going, 1,000, 2,000. Get the car! Lava tube! I don't know where we were. I have a lovely picture of something.
So then we visit the lava tube. So then we're going to go to the visitor center because we're going to drive around the crater rim drive where you can stop at various points and see the old Kilauea caldera and take pictures of it from various points. So this is also where the bathroom is. So Dave stops the car. He turns around. And he says to me and Pam, "Number one only."
He gets out of the car and runs.
He ran to the bathroom.
To the visitor center. No, we went to the bathroom. He ran into the visitor center.
Oh, that's right. He didn't even go to the visitor
center. Looking for magnets.
So we go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And as we walk out, I was like, you know, I half expect Dave to just be driving up, like, get the car, motherfucking car, round in the bend, coming up to us, get in. No time.
Except then he wasted all the time by not parking in the parking spaces where he totally could park.
They look like bus parking spaces.
They were, but only until 2.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I just looked at that.
So then we drove around to the steam vents where we spent 37 seconds and then to the next spot where we were
These are steam vents.
These are steam vents!
Shoot the steam through this tree. Smell this here. Let's go.
He really did. At one point he was like, "Hey, Pam, I got your shot right down here. Take your picture. Let's get back to the car." So we drive past the next spot. There's like an observatory, and it's all like Pam's like, "Oh, USGS observatory." He's like, "No, we're not stopping there." We drive 10, 10 more feet, and that's the end of Crater Rim Drive. It's closed off. So then Dave is reluctantly like, I guess we can go back to the museum. And so we do. We stop. There's Pam's like, oh, that was the other thing. She was like, there's just telescopes where you can. And so we got to come back, and Pam was allowed to look through a telescope.
But you looked through, you decided to put the coin in the kids one allowance. Instead of the adult size one.
No, I just picked the one near me.
Well, that's really short.
It was really short.
And then that was when they were outside still taking pictures, and I went inside the visitor center to look around for a magnet, and that was when I heard one of the park rangers tell somebody else, don't bother to go to Calipana? Is that where you were going?
Calipana.
To Calipana today. The lava stopped flowing. Thanks, Pam.
Yeah.
So that was where the whole thing, that the whole point of the day was that Pam was like, I'd like to see some lava. And Pelly was like, you ain't.
Yeah, no.
Go back to your room and look what you put on your dresser, Pam.
That's all the lava you get, lady. Give
and
it back.
Then, so I had to come to the door when Pam and Dave were both coming in and be like, I have bad news.
Dear Dad.
The lava today is off. And so Dave was looking at the thing. He was like, and that's why I was like, look, it wasn't even, it had just stopped at 3:30, they said. And yeah, by that time, it was like
3:50?
5.
Oh, was it 5 at that point?
I think it was after, at least it was after 4.
But oh, right, other because viewing we had, Dave had decided as long as we left the park by 6.
By 6.
We would get in because the last car's in at 8. And then the park closes at 10. And the last car's in at 8. So we have to leave at 6 because it takes an hour. So we need to allow 2 hours because the last car's in at 8. So as long as we left the park at 6. And at one point I was trying to help you with something. And you just looked at me and went, ah! You had a map and you were mad. You had to look at the map.
But that's why I had to be like, look, Dave, look, they wouldn't have even let us in before 5. So even if we hadn't stopped at every other place that we wanted to, it wouldn't have made any difference because we couldn't have got there any earlier than
first
we did.
Card
anyway,
5, last card 8.
Besides which, the lava stopped regardless.
Not our fault. I mean, my fault, but not our fault. Not Dave's fault. Not
no,
Dad's fault.
Not Dad's fault. But not our fault either, other than what had happened 2 days previous. So that was, then we went to Hilo and had a nice dinner.
Dave was trying to replan when we would see lava again.
Right, but that was when he was out in the car still parking the car, and that's when I told Pam, like, do you even really want to come back to this side? I was like, I don't. I was like, you know, you can just tell Dave that. Pam's like, I don't think I can.
I didn't think I could.
But then he came in the place, and we were like, we were just discussing if maybe we didn't want to try and redo this day. And then Dave was like, to be honest, the lava is kind of disappointing.
Well, I know
you.
Dave was trying to make a big special day for me.
He
so
was.
As crazy as he was making himself, I felt guilty and I was amused, but I was so flattered that he wanted to make sure I saw everything he liked about Hawaii, including like sunsets. That was today's like. We have to get to the sunset. Pam wants to see the sunset. We have to get to the sunset. We ran to a Buddha.
We ran through the Hilton.
Look, action sunset. Wanna,
listen,
action
that's
sunset.
That's why I said we should have driven. That's
no,
all.
You were right on that, but it would have been, as we both pointed out, $1 billion to park.
No, it would. That's
I enjoyed the walk. We saw the yellow birds. We weren't allowed to take pictures of them. Because we had no time. No time. We stop all the time for coffee.
I was ready to power walk all the way there, but
you
it wasn't.
Did, we
was
did. Like, we were running after wedges. You. What the hell?
We were running after you. That I blame the chatty Starbucks Texan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could have saw at least 4 more minutes of sun.
But we did see the sunset. It was beautiful.
Barely. Barely saw it.
We saw it, Dave.
I feel like we came over a bridge. We're like, oh, there's a sun. It can still. And then by the time we were at the bottom of the bridge, we're like, where's the sun at?
It was like you run up, like, what happened? And it was as if the sun was like, can you see? It was so fast and gone.
It was very hazy too. It was not very clear today.
Like at the observatory.
Like at the observatory.
But it was. It was nice. And then we saw lots of whales.
Mm-hmm.
We did see lots of whales. Yeah.
Lots and lots of whales. And then we had more pizza at the brewing company. It's like Hawaii. You would think there's a lot of pizza on this island, but there's not. It's just when you're with Tara and Dave, you're going to have a lot of company pizza.
It's really good.
It's really good. It takes 2 days to stop tasting the pizza. because the ingredients are very fresh. So the garlic and the onions stay with you. That, and we make sure that we have enough for the next day. Mm-hmm. You kind of have it every day.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I was bossy.
No, it was so amusing.
I wasn't trying to be bossy. I was just trying to get all the stuff we wanted to get.
I'm saying it was very flattering. You were just trying to make sure that you were being the host with the most.
You were trying to be a good host, yes. And you were. In a scary, scary way.
Did we not? Besides the lava, did we miss anything that we really should have done? I mean, there's always more to do.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't go to South Point, but, yeah. You know, there's not really anything to see there except a point that's the southmost point in the U.S.
You wanted to see the lighthouse.
Yeah.
That's a little...
And I would have liked to have actually seen a coffee brewing company show
me. Well, yeah, we should talk about that, too, because that was another thing that we did try to on our first day.
They don't drink coffee, but they like the smell of it. So we went down to the Kona area to get some Kona coffee, because that's the bomb, which is a very pretty drive, and we saw antiques and other things.
You
we tried
antiques.
To find Mr. K's Miracle on Rice, which was a sushi, the infamous, possibly fake sushi joint. And then we ended up at a coffee place that said, we researched the coffee places, and this one said that they would welcome you with an aloha and then give you a tour of the facilities, and then you would drink some complimentary coffee and buy some.
You know, I don't drink coffee, but their complimentary coffee, you know, they had a little kind of smaller, you know, mini cups there and all that kind of stuff. But if you're going to have, you know, world-class coffee bought straight from the source, and you're going to have it samples there, couldn't they get some real fucking milk?
Yeah, they had powdered creamer. Well, yeah.
Really?
First of all, this
I
place
that.
Did not have the aloha spirit. So we walked in, this guy was like, aloha. And that was it. There was no tour. We were in a little room that had stuff you could buy.
He didn't even offer. Like, you would think when we walk in, he'd be like, oh, are you here for the tour?
No, he never offered.
Because then if we weren't interested, then he'd be like, oh, I guess you just want to buy some coffee then. But none was on offer. No tour. And none of us wanted to be like, what's with the tour you're not offering us?
He pointed at the, what is that fancy word for coffee dispenser? That those
carafe?
Were? Yeah, not a carafe,
jug?
A thermos?
A jug?
No, it has a word. It's not system.
Pot?
Anyway.
Poot?
A poot. They pointed at the poots. And there was some, it was like you were at your office. Coffee break room. It was those squeezy button tops.
Yeah.
And then the non-dairy creamer powder in, like,
and
industrial form.
Dixie cup.
And little Dixie cups.
Coffee cups.
And then the only tour we got was when I was like, well, can I get this in a bigger bag? And no, because the coffee bean was he was a little snooty.
Coffee
then
science.
Then you made it worse by asking for it to be ground.
Yes, because I don't have a grinder right now. And then he was all, well, someone back in the other, I guess where the actual plant is, can grind it for you. Which is when I had to stand around and notice his
CD.
Of
his cell, he was like something in paradise.
Yeah.
Him standing in front of a sunset with his saxophone.
And his ponytail.
And his ponytail. And
ponytail,
his
saxophone.
His Hawaiian shirt, of course.
It's his sexy phone, really.
It really was. It was the kind of thing where you see it, and it's like, and he's right there, and it's his picture on the cover, and it's like, it breaks your heart so much. You're like, I need to buy this, or I might die today.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, this is the universe really making me sad.
He's literally in the middle of nowhere trying to sell a demo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Like, he's just this guy who works there, and the owners of the farm... Like, well, we're going to sell this, and then he's like, would it be okay if I brought my CD in? And they're like, okay.
Well, that really
doesn't
me.
Go.
Tara keeps buying whatever I'm buying.
Oh, yeah.
We forgot about that. Tara's trying to dress like me. And then when that didn't work out, she just started to see me naked.
Hey.
Wee.
The dress,
mm-hmm.
I picked out the brown one first.
That's true.
You tried the pink one, and you didn't like it,
and then you
copied me.
You agreed that the color washed me out.
It did.
And then I tried on the brown one, and we both had that. And then then when we saw the necklaces, you said, we can get matching necklaces.
We could.
We
it would
did.
Be nice.
It's
a wee
great.
Cute souvenir. We live in different cities.
It's true. So
we'd
we
be like a crazy person.
We have a whole outfit. And then I put on a sweater that she was going to wear. And then I was like, oh, look at that necklace. And she was holding it. And, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the owl. I forgot about that.
The owl necklace.
Right.
Yeah. So then one morning, Dave did have to go from one room to the other to make sure we weren't wearing the same thing to dinner. Like evening, not morning. Right? It was dinner time.
It was morning dinner.
What?
We eat morning dinner here. You don't know. It's weird time zones. It's 4 in the morning for you people right now.
The cereal with a piece of pizza in it.
We've had pizza for breakfast in the car.
No, but not in cereal and milk.
On the day that we couldn't get out of the car, eat your pizza!
That's right.
Well, yeah, that day we brought food with us and we didn't have to get out of the car.
Yep.
That was a really streamlined day.
You also decided when we would eat the pizza since
then. That's true. It's
all right,
well,
now
it's
one piece. We each have two. We each have two pieces of pizza. We all have one piece now.
Two faster.
It is time to put the Cheez-Its away.
She's got his heart to find. I don't want to lose her. She helped me build a mountain on a little pile of clay.
Well, she knows what I'm about. She can take. Remember the ones that I wrote. This is our tribute to Tandoori Lady at Hapuna Beach.
Yes.
Well, she looks like. Shit, I already screwed up. Well, she smells like turkey dinner and she can't get any thinner. She's a lady. Well, she's never gonna blanch. Try her with a side of ranch. She's a lady. She's a lady. Whoa, whoa, whoa. She's a lady. Talking about a tandoori lady.
Super Pam.
And the lady is gross. Tinky Pam.
Okay. I always over syllabalize. Let me try here. Well, she's super thin and wispy, and she tastes like extra crispy. She's a lady. Is that a very tiny man? I know how to do it. Is that a very tiny man? No, she's just ridiculously tan. She's a lady. She's out here no matter the weather, turning herself into leather. She's a lady. Well, I'm really apoplectic because this lady is anorexic. She's a lady. Okay, and then I know it, but I'm going to give it a shot. Here we go. Okay. Can the sun's rays cause you cancer? One look at her, you have your answer. She's a lady. It's not how it went, but I don't remember.
Look at her, you have your hurry.
Look at her, you have your answer. She's a lady.
I only have one.
Yeah, a couple.
You have a couple, I think, on there.
Hondi.
It doesn't even rhyme.
And then when you came up with it,
I find her kind of handy, but she looks like a female Gandhi. She's a lady.
Like
I'm
kind of pee.
She's a big fan of Richard Crenna, but she looks like Bert Sienna. She's a lady.
Bert Sienna.
She's actually kind of nice, because she comes with a side of rice. She's a lady. God, it'd be really horrible if she died and when.
I know. Remember, we made a bunch of jokes for her. She was like,
but I don't smoke. That shit'll cause you cancer.
And then they started smoking.
Yes.
She was smoking. Yeah.
I can't believe this vision. It was a bad decision. I can't remember that one either. Wait, did you do the etiquette?
No.
Do you remember that one?
Is it a breach of etiquette if she burns to a briquette? She's a lady.
Yeah. Oh, and you're tacky and crisp.
Yeah.
These are all very good, Tara. Oh, man.
Rest in peace, Tenderly Lady.
I hope she's here the next time you're here. You can give her her own postcard and sing her her song. And she'll be flattered. Because there's not much left of her. She is flatter than a curb. She's late.
Wow, that was horrible.
Yep.
She's a lady. Whoa, whoa, whoa. She's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine. Well, she never get away. Always something nice to say. And what a blessing.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.